Today is the fifth Sunday of Pentecost, and there are a few announcements. Today is also Vocation Sunday, and so I ask you to please offer your Mass and Holy Communion for more vocations to the priesthood and religious life. And also, the bands of marriage are announced for the third time for Stephen Vasquez and Denise Redfern. The bands of marriage are announced for the second time for Joseph Jenkins and Kelly Acuna. And the bands of marriage are announced for the first time for Zachariah Platt and Mary Fox. Anyone knowing a reason why any of these couples should not be joined in holy matrimony is obliged to bring it to the attention of one of the priests. And finally, I would remind you that while all are most welcome to attend our Masses and ceremonies here at St. Pius V School, all may not, however, receive Holy Communion. And the rules and requirements for the reception of Holy Communion are printed in the back of the vestibule. The epistle for the fifth Sunday of Pentecost is taken from St. Peter's Epistle, chapter 3. Dearly beloved, be all of one mind, having compassion one of another, being lovers of the brotherhood, merciful, modest, humble, not rendering evil for evil, nor railing for railing, but contrariwise blessing. For unto this are you called, that you may inherit a blessing. For he that will love life and see good days, let him refrain his tongue from evil, and his lips that they speak no guile. Let him decline from evil and do good. Let him seek after peace and pursue it. Because the eyes of the Lord are upon the just, and his ears unto their prayers, but the countenance of the Lord upon them that do evil things. And who is he that can hurt you, if you be zealous of good? But if also you suffer anything for justice's sake, blessed are ye. And be not afraid of their fear, and be not troubled, but sanctify the Lord Christ in your hearts. In the Holy Gospel. It's taken from the Gospel of St. Matthew, chapter 5. At that time, Jesus said to his disciples, "Except your justice abound more than that of the scribes and Pharisees, you shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven. You have heard that it was said to them of old, 'Thou shalt not kill,' and whosoever shall kill shall be in danger of the judgment. But I say to you that whosoever is angry with his brother shall be in danger of the judgment. And whosoever shall say to his brother, 'Raca,' shall be in danger of the council. And whosoever shall say, 'Thou fool,' shall be in danger of hellfire. If therefore thou offer thy gift at the altar, and there thou remember that thy brother hath anything against thee, leave there thy offering before the altar, and go first to be reconciled to thy brother. And then coming, thou shalt offer thy gift." Thus far the words of today's Holy Gospel. Be not shocked at these calamities, but consider the things that happened, not as being for the destruction, but for the correction of our nation. And these words are taken from the second book of Maccabees, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. My dear faithful, at the command of their general, soldiers fasten bayonets to their rifles. With the rattle of the snare and the blow of the bugle, a long line of soldiers quickened their pace as they charged their opponent. Gun smoke was blinding and suffocating. And the sound of the cannon and gunfire was deafening. As two opposing lines met, they crashed into each other for a brutal hand-to-hand combat. And thus was the Battle of Cold Harbor, which was fought during the American Civil War, which took place in Virginia, 1864. This battle was one of General Lee's last great defensive stands of the war before his eventual surrender. But it's interesting, in the midst of this battle, a certain Protestant minister by the name of Reverend Wright related the following incident that made an impression on him. He said one of the captains of the armies was hit and mortally wounded. And this captain was also a Catholic. And as he laid there on the ground, the soldiers quickly attended to him as he turned pale with death. And as he was laying there dying, he reached up and he begged one of the soldiers to wrap him in the American flag, so that he might die under its protecting folds. There were 6 or 7 men who stood around him who had expressions of mingled sorrow, love, and reverence. And the flag having been reverently placed about his body, the dying captain's face lighted up with a heavenly radiance. And then he said with all the conviction of his heart, he said, "Men, we are bleeding and dying for this old flag, and the cause is worthy of sacrifice." And laying his head reverently upon the flag, he urged his men and his companions not to shrink from their duty, to face even death for their cause. And then his voice took on an even more serious tone. And as he lay there wrapped in the flag, his trembling hand from the flag went to his vest, and he pulled something out of his pocket. "But boys," he whispered with all the sincerity of his heart, "boys, here I hold in my hand the image of one who died for a far nobler cause." He held up to his soldiers a crucifix for all of them to see. And he said, "Our Lord died to save you and to save me and all who put their trust in him." And then the Catholic captain laid his head back upon the flag and pressed a crucifix to his heart. And having made a lasting impression upon the hearts of those young men, he breathed his last, being wrapped in the flag and the crucifix on his heart. My dear faithful, yesterday we celebrated Independence Day, the birth of our great nation. And we celebrate this day because we love our nation. And we want to show it both honor and reverence. And it is even right and good for us to do so. For the virtue of piety demands that we love our country. St. Thomas Aquinas explains that because our country provides for our government, we are indebted to make a return to our country. Thus, it is our duty to be loyal to our country. It is our duty to support its moral institutions. And it is our duty to respect its just laws and its flag. It is our duty to be good citizens, to take an interest in the welfare of our country, and to obey its lawful authority in all that is not sin. Thus, to be a good Catholic, we must have a love for our country. And because we do love our country, it is difficult for us to witness what is happening to America today. To see so many so-called Americans not loving, but hating America. To see our flag despised. and even our national anthem protested. To see brother being turned against brother, and patriotism condemned as a hateful crime. To see that all that our nation is going through, and to have to endure these sufferings with her. We may truly feel as those soldiers did that day at the Battle of Cold Harbor. We may truly feel as that captain said, that we are bleeding and dying for the old flag. Nevertheless, my dear faithful, we must remember that God only allows these evils to bring about a greater good. As it says in sacred scripture, be not shocked at these calamities, but rather consider the things that happened not as being for the destruction, but rather for the correction of our nation. And thus we could use the troubles of these times to bring about the greater good. For if we bear these things, these sufferings, in a Christ-like manner, if we offer them up in union with our Lord's sufferings, if we offer them up with peace, patience, and resignation, we can earn many graces. Graces to help save America. Graces to help save souls. After all, as the captain said, that is what our Lord did for us. He lovingly and willingly endured the most excruciating torments of his passion and death in order to save this world, in order to redeem souls. Therefore, my dear faithful, whenever we are tempted to become discouraged, sorrowful, or even upset by the circumstances of today, let us turn to our divine Savior. Let us turn to him by prayer and then offer up our sufferings in union with his sufferings upon the cross. Let us often pray and have the words on our lips, my Jesus, mercy, or most sacred heart of Jesus, protect and save our country. And then offer up the sacrifices which come with being a good Catholic and a good American today's immoral world. Offer them up to earn graces for our nation, to earn graces for souls. And finally, my dear faithful, let us turn to Our Lady and ask Our Lady for her protection as well. Ask Mary, who is the special patroness of the United States under the title of her Immaculate Conception, to bring our nation back to God and to bring peace to this world. And let us do this by praying her Holy Rosary, the family rosary, every day, by remembering our country in our rosaries. My dear faithful, if we do these things, if we pray and offer the sacrifice of our crosses and sufferings for the good of our nation, we will truly call down God's mercy and blessings upon our nation, upon our America. We will do our part to stem the tide of the many evils that afflict our great nation. And this, my dear people, this is a cause truly worth a sacrifice. May God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.